And not bombs. So without any further ado, I'm going to give you the lovely, the talented, the well-spoken, and the beautifully dressed Mary Crowe! Thank you, Mandy. I'm a little bit nervous. But I was planning on reading something by Howard Zinn. You guys might be familiar with Howard Zinn, People's History of the United States. He's a professor at Boston University. Pretty famous guy. On the nature of patriotism. And it's called A Kindler, Gentler Patriotism. It was written, or I should say published, on April 13th, 2003. At some point soon, the United States will declare a military victory in Iraq. As a patriot, I will not celebrate. I will mourn the dead, the American GIs, and also the Iraqi dead, of which there will be many, many more. I will mourn the Iraqi children who may not die, but who will be blinded, crippled, disfigured, or traumatized, like the bombed children of Afghanistan, who, as reported by American visitors, lost their power of speech. We will get precise figures for the American dead, but not for the Iraqis. Recall Colin Powell after the first Gulf War, when he reported the small number of U.S. dead, and when asked about the Iraqi dead, Powell replied, "That is not really a matter I am terribly interested in." As a patriot contemplating the dead GIs, should I comfort myself, as understandably the families do, with the thought they died for their country? But I would be lying to myself. Those who died in this war will not die for their country. They will die for their government. The distinction between dying for our country and dying for your government is crucial in understanding what I believe to be the definition of patriotism in a democracy. According to the Declaration of Independence, the fundamental document of democracy, governments are artificial creations established by the people, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed, and charged by the people to ensure the equal right of all to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Furthermore, as the Declaration says, whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or abolish it. When a government recklessly expends the lives of its young for crass motives of profit and power, always claiming that its motives are pure and moral, Operation Just Cause was the invasion of Panama and Operation Iraqi Freedom in the present instance. It is violating its promise to the country. It is the country that is primary, the people, the ideas of the sanctity of human life and the promotion of liberty. War is almost always a breaking of those promises. It does not enable the pursuit of happiness, but brings despair and grief. Mark Twain, having been called a traitor for criticizing U.S. invasion of the Philippines, derided what he called monarchical patriotism. Sorry. He said, the gospel of the monarchical patriotism is the king can do no wrong. We have adopted it with all its servility, with an unimportant change in the word, our country, right or wrong. We have thrown away the most valuable asset we had, the individual's right to oppose both flag and country when he believed them to be in the wrong. We have thrown it away, and with all that it was really respectable about that grotesque and laughable word, patriotism. If patriotism in the best sense is loyalty to the principles of democracy, then who is the true patriot? Theodore Roosevelt, who applauded a massacre of American soldiers, of 600 Filipino men, women, and children on a remote Philippine island, or Mark Twain, who denounced it? With the war in Iraq won, shall we revel in American military power and, against the history of modern empires, insist that the American empire will be beneficent? Our own history shows something different. It begins with what was called in our high school history classes westward expansion, a euphemism for the annihilation or expulsion of the Indian tribes inhabiting the continent, all in the name of progress and civilization. It continues with the expansion of American power into the Caribbean at the turn of the century, then into the Philippines, and then repeated marine invasions of Central America and long military occupations of Haiti and the Dominican Republic. After World War II, Henry Luke, owner of Time, Life, and Fortune, spoke of the American century in which this country would organize the world as we see fit. Indeed, the expansion of American power continued, too often supporting military dictatorships in Asia, Africa, Latin America, the Middle East, because they were friendly to American corporations and the American government. The American record does not justify confidence in its boast that it will bring democracy to Iraq. It will be painful to acknowledge that our GIs in Iraq were fighting not for democracy, but for the expansion of the American empire, for the greed of the oil cartels, for the political ambitions of the president. And when they come home, they will find that their veterans' benefits have been cut to pay for the machines of war. They will find the military budget growing at the expense of health, education, and the needs of children. The Bush budget even proposes cutting the number of free school lunches. I suggest that patriotic Americans who care for their country might act on behalf of a different vision. Do we want to be feared for our military might or respected for our dedication to human rights? With the war in Iraq over, if it really is over, we need to ask what kind of country we will be. Is it important that we be a military superpower? Is it not exactly that makes us a target for terrorism? Perhaps we could become instead a humanitarian superpower. Should we not begin to redefine patriotism? We need to expand it beyond that narrow nationalism which has caused so much death and suffering. If national boundaries should not be obstacles to trade, we call it globalism, should they also not be obstacles to compassion and generosity? Should we not begin to consider all children everywhere as our own? In that case, war, which in our time is always an assault on children, would be unacceptable as a solution to the problems of the world. Human ingenuity would have to search for other ways. Tom Paine used the word patriot to describe the rebels resisting imperial rule. He also enlarged the idea of patriotism when he said, "My country is the world. My countrymen are mankind." That's enough for Howard Zinn. Just one more thing I wanted to read about agitators. Our leaders try to make agitator a pejorative. It was agitators that formed the country. Were it not for agitators, we'd all be wearing powdered wigs and singing God Save the Queen. That was Jim Hightower.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Mary Crowe. Moving along fairly quickly. What time is it? Who's got the time? Anybody? 12:30. Okay, I'm going to sing one song and introduce a really lovely, lovely lady, woman who I was fortunate enough to collaborate with. She wrote half the songs on my CD, and she has her own fabulous band called Silva Mestizo. So in a moment here, I'm going to bring up the lovely Christiana D. So tell me a story, my brother. Sing to me just once again of the people who died saving our lives for freedom, sweet freedom again. Tell me a story, my brother, of the soldiers who all stood there tall, defending the way we live and let live. Some went down once and for all. When duty calls you, my brother, when you go to fight and die, will the Lord receive as he sent you alone? Tell me that it's not true. When you look in the eyes of thine enemy, can't you see yourself staring at you? And I've got one more question, my brother. Is it true that they killed with our guns? We gave them away, never heeding the day when they'd turn and kill our loved ones. Well, I know with my soul. But dear God, who will check up on us? We bought them the guns, watched them kill their women for fun. Is George Bush infinite justice a must? So tell me a story, big brother. Fill my eyes with smoke and I'll cry. I'll cry for the loss and the pain and the gain of your dollars when innocent. Tell me a story, big brother. Lie to me just once again of the people who died saving our lives for your freedom, sweet freedom again. Expensive freedom, bloody freedom again. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. That song is available for download on my website. If you want to download it, get the chord chart, sing it, play it, whatever, fatmandy.com. Also, some good websites if you don't know about. The Merton Center has a good website at themertoncenter.org, and there's the pittsburghorganizinggroup.org, and my own personal favorite, which is, of course, www.notowar.com. And they've got a radio station. Vincent single-handedly wanders around the world cataloging various insurrections and demonstrations and convergences and plays it live on his website, Blast Furnace Radio. So without any further ado, I'm going to give this microphone to a really phenomenal woman. We are very lucky to have her here. Give it up for Christiana D.
Woo! Woo!
Let's take a moment and
Bow your heads and pray for the Iraqi dead and pray for the U.S. soldiers who are dead and pray for the Democrats and Republicans and pray for the capitalists and pray for the anarchists and pray for homosexuals, transsexuals, bisexuals, black, Hispanic, pray and Americans, pray and bow your head and pray and bow your head and pray and I'm going to read two pieces. Let me tell you what happens to a multi-ethnic woman when she dyes her hair black shortly after September 11th. This is called American versus the World. I am a juxtaposed cross-pollination genetic soup, which renders me, at strange times such as these, ethnically ambiguous. And depending upon the shifting geography of political poles and the zoo of life, I can be seen on the free range as either a Mexican to be stripped from the border, or now, an Afghani, a Palestinian, to be killed and let God sort me out. But I'm just your everyday Negress. You know, the kind that has so much time on her hands, she's robbing and stealing and killing and having 15 fucking babies and on welfare. I'm just your everyday Negress threatening your everyday American life. But let's take the A train to the traffic jam. But all this isn't enough to stop. They all look alike to me, confusions. And towers fall, rendering many of us a mistaken, sad shade of brown. And my casual freedom of going and doing what I want is reduced to the feeling of eyes nervously surveying me and my every move, slow motion suspicion. And as I walk on East Carson Street, ain't nothing like a pickup with some redneck yahoos shaking their fists at me, telling me to take my Arab ass back home. Their trucks prominently display American and Confederate flags whipped in the air as they shake their racist fists. I guess to remind me how we won the West. I mean, with Oklahoma blue, and when we, to our surprise, found out just who, our minds were blown too, to the silence that didn't seem to make a ripple of sentimentality for the red, white, and true. No calls to action, no cardboard coffee cups in the coffee shop talking about donations. I mean, how many people actually began to fear camouflage, Ku Klux, white men? How many set them aside and put them in camps indefinitely? How many of you locked your doors when they walked past? How many of you look at your neighbors right now as future baby killers? How many call the FBI? How many are searched and detained? 'Cause it's so easy to turn the eyes down. Unless the perpetrator is brown. We use big bats that say made in the USA, smash cars of Japs and before the dust was laid to rest, hang Sharpie Margaret posters from the windows of learning institutions that exclaim, kill the sand niggas. I don't have to be Japanese, Mexican, or Afghani, or Iraqi to feel each of these racist blows to the freedom that I call my own. Each ignorant swing of a hammer dents our possible brilliance of freedom for all. Each high-raised swing dismantles and rusts her to the ground. Sweet Lady of Liberty. Because it's so easy to dehumanize what we refuse to understand. But it's the dream that is worth defending. But I tell you, if another redneck, racist, fist-shaking yahoo steps up to me, it's going to be American versus American. When a four-wheel truck steps up to me and threatens my freedom, it's going to be American versus American. I've been fighting for freedom with words and with fists. So a redneck racist steps up to me talking, take my sand, nigga ass back. When I'm born right here, I'm going to be American versus American. 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 Right now. Chai Bala is gonna. Would you one more? One of my coworkers, he was from Vietnam, and he told me, as he told me the story of his escape. And he told me what happens to people, especially in other oppressed countries, what happens to them when they question. And I see a dangerous thing happening here because we question. Supposedly that's one of our freedoms, but it slips sliding away. And I think Annie DeFranco said it best. Take away our PlayStations. We are nothing but a third world nation. So for some of us who like to question and some of us who are a little bit more prominent, I've asked a few of my friends, because my mother's worried about the FBI picking me up. So this is called If I Disappear, I Hope You Look For Me.
Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Christiana D. Girlfriend, where are you playing next? Feature. Oh, she's going to be playing with her band. You are in for a treat. Downtown at Market Square, she'll be playing with Soma Mestizo. In between now and then, it is my honor, my privilege, and my... simply my excitedness that allows me to say at this time, Southside's own show!
Gentlemen, our lives are about to change. Our molecules of luxury about to be arranged. And our words for peace still in vain. On these grounds, like a rant of holy libations. My words of peace do not need to heed to rules of etiquette. But I bet if you say aloud 100 times, if you say peace aloud 100 times on your street or in the malls, you get arrested. My eyes are not blind. I've got mad respect for our troops. But I'll be damned, I'll be damned, I'll be damned, I'll be damned if I silently support this war. And treat the spies and exploding guns like a hungry whore for free and cheap oil, ever, forever, forever, forevermore. Imagine me electing Curious George kid. I mean, picture that monkey stealing the crown from the gator's mouth, way down south where the swamp still sing of dead black folks and other things. Correct me if I was wrong, but wasn't he in charge when an innocent bird was wrapped in chains? As an East Texas asphalt saying, leave a little piece of me for the forgotten memories. I mean, a hate crime bill is just a bill sitting on Capitol Hill. This little dirty monkey pie doesn't give a damn when the black birds die. Designed to leave it unsigned and put another black motherfucker, Latino motherfucker, poor white motherfucker in the chair and hit on.
never meant to fade. Whole time knowing, whole time knowing. But it's clearer than a hot day in a dry land, more blatant than Enron. That the Wizard of Oz behind the curtain, Captain Crunch Cheney, Tyler Burton has a rocky oil deals and tips. His pockets getting fatter with the oil slick. Bing, bing. Yeah, he and Monkey George get hard just thinking about it. Are we not of the people for the people? Are we not people for the people? Are we not the 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 people for the people? Or would you prefer to eat freedom fries? Keep getting fatter on the lies. Just keep me saving my apathy. Commercial break reality TV. Perhaps you should attach a camera to Marine Slaughter and call the show. Just me and my boys chilling. And sometimes the feeling is the media you're glued to. Truth has become a stranger than fiction, and these are fictitious times demanding our outcries. For who are they to decide the fate of this world? Who are they to decide the fate of this world? Who are they to decide the fate of this world? It's ours. This world is it's ours. This world is 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 ours. Who are they to decide the fate of this world? It's ours. It's ours. This world. It is ours. Who are they to decide the fate of this world? It's ours. It's ours. It's ours. Yes.
Christian. We're going to do that again sometime.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, let's give a big warm thank you to Chai Baba. They'll be playing on Monday at the Lava Lounge with Oob. I won't be there because I'll be in New York, but I'll be there in spirit. Maybe I'll call on my cell phone, get someone to hold the bar phone up. Who would Jesus bomb, ladies and gentlemen? That is the question for me. Who would Jesus bomb? This song was written by one of the original Dirty Hippies, Black Sabbath.
Black masses.
So minds that plot destruction, thoughts and words of death's construction. Feel the bodies burning as the war machine keeps turning. Death and hatred to mankind, poisoning their brainwashed minds. Show.
Chaka Khan thing again.
Okay, okay, if you insist. More Chaka Khan! Let's shock it off! More Chaka Khan! Let's shock it off!
Mobil, BP,
Shell.
And Shell.
Take your war and go to hell. ExxonMobil, BP, Shell. Take your war and go to hell.
Did anyone here want arrested?
Money for public transportation.
Not for war and occupation.
Money for public transportation.
Not for war and occupation.
Money for public transportation.
Not for war and occupation.
Money for public transportation.
Not for war and occupation.
Woo! We support the troops!
We need to know that!